So just to close your eyes and just meditate in your normal way for 5 minutes, just to settle down. Relax the body and come into this present moment with as much silence as you possibly can. And in 5 minutes' time I will begin the Metta meditation. Begin the guided metta meditation. There are several ways to do a guided metta meditation. Many of you are familiar with imagining a little kitten or a dog. But today, by request, I'm going to do another form of metta meditation. I ask you to begin by imagining a real person, someone who's very close to you, someone you care about. You may even call it your best friend in this world. Imagine them as if they were in front of you. And give them all of your love and kindness. And let them give that kindness back to you as well. As you're imagining the closest person in this world to you. And how easy it is to wish them well-being and happiness and good health, because they're a friend, they're close to you. The dearest friend in this life, may you be happy, may you be well, free of all pain and suffering. And as you say these words, listen after the words finish. I care for you. May you be well and happy. Because what happens after you say the words is what the real kindness, compassion is. It's not a word anymore. It's where it points to. As you visualize the closest person to you, and you bathe them in kindness. Now I imagine other people who are also close to you, your friends, your family, associates. Imagine they're also within this imaginary circle, which encloses all of the people you love and care for a lot. Imagine who they are. Imagine they all come within this circle, the circle of your love and kindness and acceptance. And notice how easy it is to give this beautiful kindness, this warmth, this well-wishing, and even forgiveness. Someone you love can do something stupid. It's very easy to forgive them, because they've been bathed in your love for such a long time. They're in your circle, the circle of love and kindness and friendship. And all these beings inside my circle, be happy and well, free of pain and suffering. Now, within this circle, imagine expanding it a little to include all the people you've been on retreat with, all the people making noises in your cottage when you're trying to get to sleep, all the people you sat opposite to, next to in the dining room for breakfast and lunch, people who may you don't even know what their names are. But you've been on this wonderful journey the last 9 days with them, fellow travelers on this path of meditation. Just like you, they've also experienced difficulties and pains and sleepiness and sleeplessness. As we share the problems and also successes of meditation on a retreat like this, we share them all. My fellow travelers on this path, I care for you too. But your success, your joy, is my happiness as well. May you be at peace. May you develop the joyful, deep, blissful meditations. May you know freedom, for sometimes I have tasted that freedom, and I've been so relaxed and so content. I wish the very best for you. Could you imagine all the people in this room, all the fellow meditators, you're bringing them in your circle. It's easy to imagine that circle, and inside all the people you respect, you like, and outside that circle, just outside of the people you are indifferent towards, yeah, you kind of like them, but not that much. And further away, the people who are quite irritating. And the further you get out of the circle, the more you dislike them. The people who have hurt you, who have been cruel to you, who have let you down, they're further out from that circle. When you go further out from that circle, there's beings like the millipedes who annoyed you, the flies who explored your nose, all those other irritating beings. And the further you go out from that circle, the more you find the people you really dislike and you don't respect, even people you hate. The pedophiles, the people who are just so selfish and self-centered. They hurt others without seemingly any remorse. They're further away from that circle's edge. Now you can imagine the circle with all of your loved ones, your friends, people you care about inside. And now I'm asking you to imagine that circle expanding, getting bigger. First of all, drawing on in all those people who you don't particularly like nor dislike. Just people you have to encounter during the day, maybe neighbors, people you work with, people you associate with, all those people too. Bring them inside the circle of your love. You too deserve my care, my love, my goodwill. And I can share it with you too. May all of you just on the edge, on the outside of my circle of love, may you all be at peace, happy in whichever way you pursue. May you always have your fulfillment and your happiness. I may not agree with the path of your happiness, but may you be happy nevertheless. As you start to give these feelings of warmth, giving support to these people who were once just outside your circle and now are inside, you appreciate them. You try to understand them and to love them. Open the door of your heart to them, whoever they are. And you find once you bring in those people just outside the circle, your circle of loving kindness expands and becomes richer and more powerful. The bigger it is, the stronger it feels. This beautiful loving kindness within your circle starts to become more strong. That allows you to push that circle out a little bit further to the people who have irritated you. Not really grossly, but just the annoying. To the animals which are annoying. To the other beings in this world who you can't find these, you can't say you like them. They're a bit sort of unlikable, but they're not that bad. They're not too far out from your circle. You can imagine a few examples of who they may be. And you expand your circle to include them. You irritating beings, I care for you as well. I'm not going to solve any problems by excluding you, demeaning you, disrespecting you. May you come into my circle of kindness and love, because I care for you as well. The door of my heart is open wider and wider. You can come into my circle. May all beings on the outside who are irritating, may they be happy and well too. May they never be separated from what they feel is their happiness. May I rejoice in their joy. And may I be able to serve and help and care for them, even though they're tiring. As you give your loving kindness and expand it further and further, away even from those people who are irritating, to those people who have hurt you in this life, who have let you down. Why they did that, who knows. And now I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I don't know why you had your reasons, but nevertheless you have enough good qualities. You too deserve to come inside my circle of love. As you start to expand the circle further and further until it includes the people who have hurt you. Getting angry and upset at you, wishing you harm, is not going to solve any problem. So now instead of wishing you harm, I wish you peace, happiness, freedom. Because even you I can find I can care for. It's much more pleasant, even for me, to wish you happiness than to wish you harm. So may you be well and happy. May you have some peace and fulfillment in your life. So you never ever have to do those hurtful things ever again. Now you feel that you're actually worth something in this world. That you are actually respected, even by the people you've hurt. When you can see what I can see in you, the kind, good part, the good bricks in the wall rather than the bad bricks. When you can see what I see in you, that you're a lotus with a beautiful heart, only some pretty soiled outer petals. Maybe then you can respect yourself and be at peace with yourself. So you never ever have to harm anyone ever again. I care for you enough that that's what I wish for you. Peace, freedom, and happiness. All the people are quite a way outside my circle when I begin, and now inside. I care for you all. I wish you happiness and well-being. And now you expand your circle even further. To people who others in this world find it so difficult to love. People who are fighting for love but always get rejected. People who hurt. Who are cruel, who cause so much pain to others in this world. Each one of you, I can see something, a small amount, but it's there. Something I can respect and care for and love. And as soon as I see that, I can bring you inside my circle, expanding the circle to include even the people I find it so difficult to accept. So see, in the heart of every lotus are the most beautiful fragrant petals. And rejecting you doesn't help you, doesn't help me. I care for you instead. I give you my warmth, my well-wishing, my friendship, my kindness. Every time I used to go in jail and give kindness to some of these mass murderers or paedophiles, they were amazed that someone could actually care for them. When they knew I could care for them, they started caring for themselves, in spite of what they had done. They could take themselves inside the circle of the love, as I had taken them inside my circle. So expand your circle to include some of the meanest, cruelest people in this world. To include animals and other beings, even those in the hell realms who have done some terrible, terrible things. As you expand this circle of love further and further out from you, may all these beings be at peace. May they forgive themselves as I am forgiving them by bringing them inside instead of keeping them outside. I care for you all. May you be at peace. May I see you smiling, laughing, having joy, which is every being's birthright. As you expand your circle way, way out to include almost everybody, now you see beyond your circle there's some other beings who you can just about recognize. You've kept them out for such a long time. And these beings look just like you when you were young. The little kid who was abused, who bears your name. The girl who was also raped, who was you in the past. All those little beings were way outside of your circle because you are afraid of them. You're afraid of their pain, their rejection, their lack of self-worth, nothing worth at all, thinking they're trash. You've kept all those little beings out. Now imagine expanding that circle and bringing that path into your heart. Me, the person who did some bad things themselves, who hurt others. Me, the person who was just given such a cruel time because they were not understood and appreciated, who felt so afraid, so alone and helpless. To expand the circle to let them come in as well. All my past, all those little beings who were me, I care for you all. May you all know that you are my friend, and I will never keep you out, reject you again. May you all receive my love, my respect, my warmth. Come inside my circle. There's this beautiful, warm, accepting, respecting, kind circle of loving kindness. Expands not just into space, but back into time. Accepting every part of you. Accepting every moment of your history. It was painful. But I can learn and accept it with warmth and kindness. Just as the Buddha's loving kindness can subdue a raging mad elephant, so my loving kindness can subdue your pain, can lessen your anger. So all my beautiful beings of my past, which were hurt, rejected, which makes me feel so worthless. You are worth something. Come in. You are me. You are my friends. The door of my heart is fully open to all of my past. That is what forgiveness means. It's part of loving kindness. And as I expand my circle of loving kindness, off into the future. There I can only imagine little me's, my old mind getting older and fatter, the girl just starting to lose her faculties as you enter old age. Open the door of your heart to your future as well. All those people you will be who bear your name. You can come into my circle of love, acceptance. So you never have to have fear of your future. Except instead opening the circle wider and wider to the past and the future. You embrace everything with kindness. Whatever I will be in the future, I'm kind to all of that. I give it warmth. I give it my blessings, my peace. May all the little me's of the future be happy and well, at peace. There'll be some trials, some pain, but that is the dog shit of life, for where we grow wisdom and compassion. May all that is me, past and future, be happy and well. If you open the door of your heart to everything, all guilt, all fear and anxiety, is subdued to the incredible power of loving kindness. May may all be well and happy, free from fear, at peace, not expecting anything the world can't give, but learning to make peace with it, learning how to appreciate everything which life gives us. Somewhere it has a meaning. When we learn that meaning, we'll embrace who we are. We become at peace and give loving kindness to this person at the center of the circle who sometimes gets forgotten, yourself. All of you, not just part, the whole lot. May I be at peace with myself, never feeling I need to change or improve. That's hate, that's not love. Love embraces yourself as you are, totally 100%. If you give this beautiful loving kindness to this body and mind sitting here right now, respecting who you are, realizing you don't have to be anything different. You are one of the trees in the forest. You belong. You may be all bent and crooked and damaged by life, but that makes you interesting, beautiful, lovable. As you give this beautiful loving kindness, acceptance, warmth and well-wishing to yourself. Yes, you will be grumpy and angry sometimes. Please let yourself be happy to be sad. As you let yourself be, which is one of the biggest acts of loving kindness, the door of your heart open to you as you are, with no conditions, no demands, just respecting yourself in every moment. May I be free and at peace. As you open your circle and include every part of this person you are, every part comes inside, nothing rejected, nothing diminished, nothing needed to be fixed. Just like that same garden after the monk shook the tree. Now, that's perfect. As your circle embraces the whole universe, past, future included, loving kindness with no boundaries, how does that feel? Just enjoy the peace of metta compassion, with no edges, with no outside, only inside. We come to the end of the meditation. Just leave the circle as wide as possible as I give the final blessing. Sabha Santa. feet over the hot baths. And it partly is an announcement. No. So have a wonderful time. I will see you again, no doubt. So, you know what to do now. Off you go.